My personal faith and the lessons I learned from the good book, they're like run my life.
Governor Kasich invoked the Lord in his State of the State address, saying God proclaims that we take care of what the Bible calls the least of these.
I can't look at the disabled. I can't look at the poor. I can't look at the mentally ill. I can't look at the addicted and think we ought to ignore them. We can help them. And I want all of you to think about this.
Kasich said expanding Medicaid made sense, and dollars, since the feds have promised Ohio $13 billion to pay almost all the cost of an expansion. But he also spent a lot of time invoking morality. Minority Democrats have already endorsed a Medicaid expansion, so Kasich's pitch was obviously aimed at his fellow Republicans, who dominate the Ohio House and Senate, Republicans who are wavering. Ohio Tea Party activists are seething over Kasich's Medicaid proposal. They helped put Kasich in office, and they see his plan as the exact opposite of his usual rhetoric about slashing the size and power of government. Chris Littleton is a founder of Ohio's Tea Party Coalition. He says the governor was trying to guilt-trip legislators.
He's using a ploy that President Obama uses, and that is you try and tell people that somehow they don't care about others if they don't want to support government control.
I don't think that bigger government is the best answer for the poor and the unfortunate.
That's the current president of the Ohio Liberty Coalition, Ted Stephenow. Tea Party activists are warning Republican lawmakers, you better vote against Medicaid expansion, or we may target you for a defeat at election time. Again, Chris Littleton.
I think it is unquestionable there will be multiple legislators who will receive primary challenges. Legislators care about re-election.
When Governor Kasich used that theme in his speech, we must help Ohio's most vulnerable, he called out one legislator by name.
Jim Beeke, the Lord doesn't want us to ignore them.
It turns out rural state representative Jim Beeke personifies many wavering Republicans on this issue.
Let me give it to you in agriculture terminology, Bill. It ain't ripe yet.
On the one hand, Beeke says the new federal health insurance law that some link with Medicaid expansion is bad.
Obamacare is just another step to get rid of private insurance and end up with a universal single-payer program.
But on the other hand, Beeke agrees with the governor that vulnerable Ohioans need support.
A certain segment of the population that, for whatever reason, cannot fend for itself. And we have to be there to help.
But if you press Beeke to take a clear stand one way or the other on Medicaid expansion, he does something uncharacteristic for him. He refuses to be pinned down.
That doesn't mean I'm going to support it. It doesn't mean I'm going to oppose it.
In his speech, the governor called you out by name. That put some pressure on you. How do you feel about it?
Well, Governor and I have known each other a long time. We're friends. I think it was more of a case I was sitting in the front row because I was part of the escort. He would look down and happen to see Beeke sitting there. That's why he called me out.
Still, Beeke is hinting he's looking for ways to tweak a Medicaid expansion here so it might be more palatable. But it's doubtful Ohio Tea Party activists are ready to accept a compromise. Chris Littleton says his comrades are energized to battle any Republicans who vote for a Medicaid expansion. As energized, he says, as his troops were when they led a successful ballot issue campaign in 2011. That's when about two-thirds of Ohio voters endorsed a ballot measure, declaring Ohio wouldn't be bound by that new federal mandate that everyone must buy health insurance.
I have not seen this much animation since the last health care campaign that we were all involved with.
Bill Cohen at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.